Morning, birds. We're a little bit of a late start today. I just had to retrieve some of my voicemails here. I know I finally got through to my doctor. I wonder if she's calling me back here. Yeah, I think this is her. Well, it's nice to know that I'm being cared for again, you know. See if she's here. What's the message?
Fever, chills, loss of taste or smell, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, new headache, vomiting and or diarrhea, nasal congestion or a runny nose, or if you have been diagnosed with COVID-19, or been in direct contact with someone diagnosed with COVID-19, please notify your physician or healthcare provider's office prior to your appointment. Learn more at mm.org/COVID-19.
Said they would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Thank you. in your grave. But I would not feel so all alone.
Well, you know, maybe not everybody. It is 4:20 as we wake up and smell the coffee. It's 7 after the hour. It's Gary Lee Wright. It's Pirate Radio in Chicago. You know, we start with right off the bat, a conspiracy theory about cannabis and 4:20. That's it right there. That's a song by Bob Dylan called Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. And I never heard, you should get up and do research. I never heard this until this morning. I got up. If you multiply 12 and 35, I actually didn't try this. You got a calculator? You run this? Okay, go ahead. Multiply 12, the birds are out there. The product of 12 and 35, I believe, is 4:20. And that is one of the many, 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 many theories behind the nomenclature today. So anyway, you know what, remember, talk, chat, think. I want to have some fun with this. I think it's time. Stand by. We're going to get into the politics of cannabis and the culture and do some music. My friend Chicago Al is going to join us, a person who knows his way around whatever joke I throw out there is not going to work for us. Anyway, so thanks for joining us. Let's hit the news very quickly here. The Derek Chauvin murder trial. Now in the hands of the jury up in Minneapolis, and they are on edge. We pray for peace up there. We really do. U.S. adults, all of them, are now eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Here's how to find an appointment in your state. I'm reading from Apple here. Authorities arrested two suspects in this weekend's deadly shootings in Texas and in Wisconsin. Police say the shooters in both cases appeared to know the victims. And Walter Mondale has died. Walter Mondale was vice president to Jimmy Carter and a Democratic candidate for president himself in 1984 from Minnesota. He died at home. He was 93 years old. Oh, my goodness. All overseas, Xi Jinping, the leader of China, called for cooperation and openness to an audience of business and financial leaders yesterday. Actually, it was this morning. Due to the time zone change. Anyway, he had some warnings, presumably for the United States, speaking electronically to a largely virtual audience at China's annual Boao Forum. Mr. Xi warned that the world would not allow, quote, work on this one, unilateralism pursued by certain countries to set the pace for the whole world. Yeah. The audience, wow, dig this. The audience included American business leaders, including Tim Cook, who's the head of Apple, Elon Musk of Tesla, as well as two Wall Street financiers, Ray Dalio and Steven Schwarzman. Long a platform for China to show off its economic prowess and leadership, that forum is held annually on the southern Chinese island of Hainan. Last year, they had canceled because of the pandemic. And Dogecoin, you heard it here first, at least I did. It came out of Aaron's mouth. Aaron Mittens, our news director. Dogecoin, D-O-G-E-C-O-I-N, a cryptocurrency, started as a joke, but well, I don't know what to make of this. And now it has a market value that you shouldn't laugh at, more than $50 billion. On Tuesday, earlier today, traders of Dogecoin were trying to push up the price to coincide with 420, a date, it says here, associated with smoking cannabis. What one has to do with the other, I don't know. Anyway, Dogecoin's price, which has surged lately, fluctuated between gains and losses, traded at about 40 cents. A month ago, it was about 5 cents. This is all according to CoinDesk. And on Monday, the Bank of England was the latest to announce it was looking into a central bank digital currency. Tuesday morning, this morning, the prices of cryptocurrencies slipped. Bitcoin fell 1%, trading, just above $55,000. And shares in Coinbase and Riot Blockchain were slightly lower in pre-market trading. I remember the stock market reports of yesteryear. I'm imagining how that would sound today. Shares in Coinbase and Riot Blockchain were slightly lower. You get the idea.
Sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Who do you love? I hope it's me. I've been changing, as you can plainly see. I felt the joy and I learned about the pain that my mama said. If I should choose to make a part of me, would surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke. Sail away, a country mile. I know I'm returning and showing off my smile. I met all the girls and I loved myself a few, and to my surprise, like everything else that I've been through, they opened up my eyes. And now I'm one toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. I wanna be one toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. One toke over the line.
That's a re-recording, I have to tell you. If you're roughly my age, you'll probably know that's not exactly the original, but a song called One Toke Over the Line by Brewer and Shipley. I just pulled that off a greatest one-hit wonder CD. Anyway, I was listening to that and I was thinking how time has just passed in the era that I've been around and cannabis use and marijuana. And that sounded like such a kind of a, you know, what's the word? Just a benign thing, you know? Nobody's very worried about it. And then I looked up this morning, so we zip up to the current. I looked up some words involving, I'm reading this, this is funny, jazz cabbage. You ever heard this? Oh, yeah? Boy, I really am old. Jazz cabbage is a term used to reference cannabis or marijuana, as in, they give you a sentence here. This jazz cabbage got me zooted. Jazz cabbage is less harmful than squares. All right, squares, I know. Squares, that's an old blues jazz musician slang for cigarettes. I'm smoking that jazz cabbage, boy. Oh, Lord. You know what? Let's do something. I'm gonna be loose as a goose tonight. Let's call up a dispensary. We have a real dispensary owner on the show on Friday. Our friend Portia Mittens, who actually operates a dispensary out in Oregon. But I think right now I'm gonna just see if we can call up my local folks, see if they're open here. I was looking all over the world, as you might imagine. The big.
Hi, thank you for calling Dispensary 33. We are open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week for medical patients and recreational customers.
Okay.
For recreational customers, we accept reservations and walk-ups.
Yeah.
Learn more about how to shop with us by going to our recreational FAQ page on our website.
All right.
Please visit dispensary33.com/FAQ before coming in for a link to online reservations and anything else you need to know about recreational cannabis in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a first-time medical patient, please create a pre-order account directly on our website.
Huh?
Visit menu.dispensary33.com and click login to create an account.
Oh, boy.
If you have any questions, please email us through our contact page at dispensary33.com/contact. We will get back to you within 24 hours.
There you go. Well, hey.
Press 1 for how to get your medical card.
What is it?
Press 2 for pre-orders for medical patients registered with
D33. I just want to say good morning and happy 420. That's a local dispensary here in Chicago. Well, you know, that gets me going right there. I remember when, wow, I guess that's the whole point of the I don't know what you call the revisiting pot is like this underground thing. And, well, it sure was when I was a kid, you know. It was illegal. And not only were you, in danger of truly... you know, getting arrested and going to jail for nothing. It was political. There were people who were, you know, heavy boozers and drinkers. And then there was a group of people who were pot smokers. And those two didn't mix much. And then, in the midst of all this, the Vietnam War came along. And that was a backdrop. I think it was about that time that we really started to look at pot use as a political statement. What? Yeah, man, I'm like, you know, okay, you know what I'm saying, though. But yeah, there was a definite sense of challenging the system. And so it having said all that, again, listen, when I started smoking weed way back when, for the record here, it's I'd like to think that it's medical use. I didn't really know that that's what it was back then. But in those days, you know, you could go to jail for life in, I think, in Texas for having an amount of marijuana that is nothing. It was just, if it was over a certain quantity, that was deemed a quantity that was designed for sale. Oh, my God. Well, so I wind back the clock way back then. And then here, I don't know, hard to explain. A million years ago, when I was working on the radio here in Chicago, I wrote a comedy sketch, and it was kind of a futuristic thing. And that old guy talking like this, you know, the way it's going to be in the future. Yeah. And I cracked this joke, and I said, you know, it's they're going to have it at Walgreens. And I thought, oh, my God. Oh, no, it happened. So, anyway, I find this all very interesting. Hey, anything you want to contribute on the show today or whenever, our toll-free number is 844-220-3300. So, please, ring in. Anything you want to say. 844-220-3300. That's our toll-free voicemail. And you can hit me up with an email if you'd rather. It's radioanything@gmail.com. And a lot of people use voice memos and stuff on your iPhone. You just attach a voice memo on your email, and that will work as well. So, yeah, there's so much to talk about here. There really is. As I said, we're going to have Portia Mittens on Friday, and we're going to talk about advocating a little bit. It's really when they divvied up, when they decriminalized marijuana, it'd be great if they did it right, but they really have not done it very well. So I'm going to talk about, among other things, I would imagine, the problem of individual people getting licenses to operate cannabis dispensaries. So anyway, it continues to be political. So what else? Amsterdam. Let's see here. What do we got? You said Gary Lee, what are they partying in Amsterdam? I looked this up. Jeez, I wish I had a phone number. I would call them in a heartbeat. Yeah. The Amsterdam 420 Festival is happening. This is a pretty good this is a pretty good website. It's partyearth.com. Come on, how can you mess with that? Partyearth.com. Not to be confused with Earth Day, which is Thursday. We'll be doing something with the gorillas, by the way. That's an interesting angle. We're going to talk to the chief science officer of the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund. You know those folks? Yeah, all right. Anyway, that's Thursday. But back to today, Party Earth tells you about the Amsterdam 420 Festival. Wow. It's held each year outside Amsterdam City Hall. You dig that. Wow. Anyway, it's a whole list of stuff and things to do and stuff to hang out with. It's 24 after the hour on 420. What else we got here? Let's see. Ooh. We got street names for marijuana. Let's see if I recognize any of these. We'll read those. Maybe I'll save this for Al's coming up here. Chicago Elm, ask if he knows of these. And then a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. U.S. presidents who smoked marijuana? No. No, impossible.
George toked weed. Man.
Absolutely George toked weed. Are you kidding me, man? He grew fields of that stuff, yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Fields.
He grew that shit up in Mount Vernon, man.
Mount Vernon, man. He grew it all over the country, man. He had people growing it all over the country, you know? The whole country back then was getting hot. Let me tell you, man, because he knew. He was on to something, man. He knew that it would be a good cash crop for the southern states, man. So he grew fields of it, man. But you know what? Behind every good man, there's a woman. And that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him, man, when he'd come in the door, man. She was a hip lady, man.
What? Well, that's from the movie, what is that, Dazed and Confused? And the following information is from High Times. Clearly an important source of information. Well, that's what they said. They said that George Washington sowed hemp at a muddy hole by the swamp, according to his diary. He grew the hemp for fiber. And it talks here about how he separated the male and the female plants, indicating that he was going for the higher THC content. I think that's a little bit of a stretch for a guy with wooden teeth. Anyway, there's an indication that he used hemp to deal with his toothaches. Oh. Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, ambassador to France during the hashish era there, I didn't know there was a hashish era in, really? In 18th century Paris? Okay. Wow, that's why you get up and read stuff. He smuggled hemp seeds from China, known for their potency, to America. As far as our research takes us, he never said or wrote, "Some of my finest hours have been spent sitting on my back veranda smoking hemp." No, he never said that. James Madison, who was the father of the Constitution, claimed that hemp gave him the insight to create a new democratic nation. I never heard that. Hey, I don't know. Check it out. Look it up for yourself. James Monroe, according to High Times, openly smoked hash while he was ambassador to France. And he continued smoking until he died in 1873, at age 73, I should say. Wow, all right. Should we straighten up here? All right, now, okay, Barack Obama, my guy, number 44, Barry, wrote about his cocaine and marijuana use as a youth in Hawaii, and he famously said, quote, "When I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point." That's when he was running for president in 2008. Bill Clinton, of course, said that he did not inhale. So, And JFK, again, I've heard of this. I'll read this. John F. Kennedy used marijuana to deal with severe back pain, according to a few written accounts. He had, what is the name? A terrible, painful thing in his back there. Anyway, who else? Franklin Pierce? Franklin Pierce? No.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold.
Speaking of Politics and Cannabis. That's Mr. Bob Marley. You know, the first time I ever remember smoking pot at a concert was a Bob Marley show way back when. Yeah, I guess that sort of fits. Hey, Chicago Al is on the phone. I think I got him on FaceTime. Hello.
Hi.
There he is. All right. You remember Bob Marley concerts?
I do. Barely, but yeah. I do.
Yeah. I think you were working security on some of those.
Oh, I'm sure.
So Al joins us from the West somewhere here. I was going to call up some of these other places. I know L.A. has some stuff and all kind of festivals. So are you in Las Vegas today?
I did. I came for the holiday.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you came to L.A.?
Yeah, I came to L.A. to spend 420 okay. at my dispensary.
The whole day? I just called one here. I don't know where to start with this. You and I are roughly the same age. You ever wake up and say, "Gee whiz, what happened here?" You know, years ago we were putting towels under our door, you know, and so people couldn't smell the smoke, and everybody was thoroughly paranoid and with good reason. And now it's something else. I mean, what about it?
I can't answer that. I don't know what happened. I think persistent.
Say again.
Persistence.
All right. I think I was coughing.
I never thought it would happen, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, it was inconceivable. Inconceivable the way the way it is, and I don't know what the point of this is. You know, younger people don't the concept. I don't know. I just called my local dispensary, and they have press one for the meds, press two for the recreational. I mean, it's a different world. I got go ahead.
L.A. is just entirely different than both Chicago and Nevada.
In what way?
Selection in the dispensaries. You can actually see the product before you purchase it.
They have that. That's true in some of the Illinois dispensaries.
Well, I haven't been to enough. I stuck with maybe two or three Illinois dispensaries while I was there.
You know, I went out to California. I was there for just a couple of days visiting. And I wanted to, purchase some weed. You can do that in a heartbeat. It took me about an hour. I never saw anybody out there. I did it online, and they fixed me right up, and then I went down to the dispensary. So I don't know. I don't have to make of that. But they want you to do your thing there.
It's a different world here. It really is. Pricing is different. Pricing is much lower here in California than both the Illinois or Nevada.
Really?
Huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ask about, I'm saying we have a friend of ours who actually owns and operates an Oregon dispensary. I'll ask her that when we have her on Friday. I don't exactly understand the difference of the fluctuation here. Listen, I got a list of street names for marijuana. You want to try these?
Sure.
Some of these I know. Pot, weed, grass, 420, ganja. When's the last time you said ganja?
Well, actually, I've said it often recently.
Yeah.
You know, that's named after the Ganges River in India.
I did not know that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Other names, dope, herb.
Yeah.
Herb. That was, people said herb for about 20 minutes in 1973. joint, a blunt. Well, a blunt, now hang on there. A blunt refers to not the substance. A blunt's a thing that you smoke, right?
A blunt includes tobacco, which offends me, but what can I say?
It does? I didn't know that. No, I don't mean about it offends you. I didn't know that it was, it's tobacco and pot rolled up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a mixture of both weed and pot, and it's a process. Yeah,
I'm starting to sound like somebody's uncle now. Well, it's got tobacco and marijuana. All right, cannabis. We know reefer. You used to call it reefer, Al. I remember that.
I did.
Yeah, I remember you call it reefer before anybody else did.
Really?
Yeah, you did. Mary Jane. Mary Jane. I think there's a song called Last Dance with Mary Jane. Tom Petty, right?
Tom Petty, yes. Right. He was a huge pot smoker.
Yeah. All right, now we get into the more modern uses. Buds or bud. Stinkweed. Who says stinkweed? You heard stinkweed?
I have heard of stinkweed, yes. That was 1970 or something.
But that's not all the various cannabises. I always remember skunkweed, whatever we call it. I don't know why. That was like you could smell that if your neighbor was starting a party. All right, nuggets.
We gave our own name to weed as well.
One more time.
We gave our own name to weed as well. When we found something that was super good, we called it the Ming.
The Ming?
It was all powerful, just like Ming.
The Merciless. Wow. Oh, man. Hey, that's the Ming.
Yeah.
All right.
We were speaking at Comiskey Park. In the bleachers, or the outfield, really. It's not like Wrigley Field.
Uh-huh.
And a ball player on the White Sox hit a game-winning double against the Yankees. And I was out in the outfield with friends of yours and mine. Uh-huh. It was just a wonderful baseball day. And when the ball player, whose name is going to remain nameless, got this double, I turned to the boys and I said, I'm going to get him some of the Ming. when he was in the minor leagues in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I knew him well enough to be able to do that. Well, after the game, I'm walking through the stands, the under the stand, and I see him.
Wow.
I see him, and he puts his arm around me. Now, remember, he had just hit the game-winning double against the Yankees, and now we're walking arm in arm under the stands at Comiskey Park, and I say to him, I've got something for you that's going to blow your mind. So we walk into the clubhouse, and I take a couple joints out of my pocket, and I have them in my hand, and I hand them to him, and he slyly takes it from me. And it was the last time I ever saw that ball player in my life. But for some reason, the faith put us together to get the Ming to this ball player beating the damn Yankees.
This is Chicago Al this morning on Pirate Radio from Chicago. It's 20 before the hour. You know that story? I was just thinking there was a time when we didn't think of pot as a commodity. You know, you turn people. It's called turning people on, right? Turn somebody on. You know. I mean, it wasn't always a matter of what price it was. Wow, I kind of miss those days. So all right, again with the old names for a pot here. Chronic, you ever heard it called Chronic?
Sure.
Yeah. How did I miss this? Did I? I mean, I lost consciousness at ganja here.
That's a youthful name, Chronic.
All right. Tobacco. Do they call it tobacco? Who calls
wacky
it?
Wacky tobacco.
Well, that I've heard. Okay, wacky tobacco. Hay. Rope. Gangster. I think gangster. I thought that was like a breed, a species. You know, like OG original gangster.
It might be. Yeah. You know.
Have we stumped you?
It can slide into a name like that. Sure.
I got a great idea for a game show. We get people, old people versus young people, and these are the questions. And they have to, you know, the first one that says chronic, right? They get points.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Skunk and Boom. You heard it called Boom?
Uh-uh.
No. And how about Blaze? Okay, Blaze I've heard of.
Yeah, well, Blaze is the act of smoking.
Yeah, yeah. Is that it? You know more. Yeah. And you know what? I read something from High Times magazine. Well, I didn't even know that was still around. High Times is like pornography. They have these naked plants. I mean, really, that was at a time when you couldn't actually see pot in real life. You know, it was the same idea. You'd get a thing of that. So listen, anyway, as you know, or maybe you don't, or maybe we can argue about this. Supposedly 420 comes from San Rafael High School out in California. And the idea was that at 420, that's when they adjourned to get high. However, I've also read that it had something to do with this sort of mythical pot stash, like a pot farm. Like there was a pot patch, and they kept going, and that was what they would do at 420. What do you know about any of that?
I do know that Raphael's story makes the most sense.
You're breaking up again. Hang on. You said the San Rafael story made the most sense?
Yeah, it really did. It made sense because what they would do is they would get out of school at a certain time, like 4 o'clock or 5 after 4, it just so happened that by the time they met at their secret smoking place, it was 4:20.
Yeah.
So the kids started just saying 4:20, and that's an organic way of having it happen. And I really do like organic stories.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's just As I think about this and look at all this stuff, I used to be charming in a way that it's just different now. And by the way, you high school students that listen to the show, and there aren't too many, you know, pot's not really a good thing to have in your system if you're trying to learn. I would tell you that. Short-term memory loss. In fact, I don't even know who the hell we're talking to right now. Who are you? Oh, here he is. Seriously, man, I feel compelled to do an anti-drug message. And that's probably a good idea. So, anyway.
I'm slightly offended that they call marijuana drugs and not alcohol or tobacco.
Well, again, man, that's the thing. And I think marijuana is still a Schedule I narcotic, isn't it?
It is.
I mean,
it is. Can you imagine the law I break when I drive between California and Nevada, both states where it's legal, where I have a medical card and I'm registered in both states with a medical card, I'm still breaking a law when I drive from one state to the other.
Hmm. Do you travel with a lawyer?
Pardon me?
Do you travel with a lawyer?
I'm Jewish. I just play with TV.
You're supposed to say, yeah, I do, and he gets high, too. No, I got up this morning just trying to think how to make sense of all this. I don't know. Part of it was the politics. The Vietnam War kind of happened when I was, you know, investigating all of that. And, geez, you campaigned for, did you campaign for JFK?
I did. I rang doorbells as a 10-year-old in Skokie. It was kind of redundant when you figure how liberal Skokie was.
I just read a thing that said that JFK smoked pot for his Addison's disease. And he,
really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who knew, but I mean, that's the thing. It's like if there was there was so much marijuana use under the radar that I'm not surprised by any of this. You know, it isn't like people would have known. Geez, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I bet he did. Not with you though. You were 10 years old. So
no, I didn't start smoking till I was probably 16.
Yeah. All right.
Which is when you consider that. See, when it's not, when it's not legal, an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 15-year-old are breaking the same laws.
Yeah.
But if it were legal, like it is now, you can regulate the age and using it, which is really an important thing in the development of a young person's brain.
Absolutely. And let's tell people, you know, if you and I had never smoked pot, I don't know how do I finish that sentence, we probably would have slept in today, for one thing. Our lives would have been much different. So have a happy 420. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. I'll text you from my dispensary.
we're all Waldos today. Hey, do you remember the strawberry alarm clock?
Sure. Incense and peppermint.
Oh my God, he nailed it. See you, man.
Hey, see you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, persuasions clutter your mind. Incense and peppermint's a color of time. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win and nothing to lose. Incense and peppermint, meaningless noun. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look at yourself and look at yourself. Little to win and nothing to lose. Good sense, innocence, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, persuasions, buzzing your mind. Incense and peppermint's a color of time. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win and nothing to lose. Incense, peppermint. Incense, peppermint.
Anyone else is back? Tie dying. Have a tie-dyed anything?
Sha-la-la.
Hey, you in the back.
Sha-la-la.
Did you tie-dye that yourself?
Sha-la-la.
Oh, is that right?
Sha-la-la.
And you did that tattoo yourself with a ballpoint pen? Is that right? It's 10 before the hour. It's 4:20 in America and in the world. It's Pirate Radio from Chicago. The United States Office of Strategic Services was the thing that preceded the CIA back in the in World War II. Sparks informs me that the OSS, I knew this, they were experimenting as various drugs, as a truth serum, And I did not know that pot was one of those. They spiked cigarettes with weed and gave them to the detainees so that they would spill some secret information. Yeah. I mean, but consider that, he gave it up, but he was stoned. So when he said that Hitler is actually, you know, hiding in Iceland, maybe it was wrong. Cannabis as food for pigs. For the longest time, cannabis was so widely available in Bhutan that they fed it to pigs. Why? Well, because the pigs needed to fatten themselves up. And cannabis, did you know this? It works as an appetite stimulant.
Yo, who's on munchies tonight, yo?
Not me.
I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, red popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers, the little marshmallows, and little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with the little crunch berries. Pizzas, we need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, whole lot of water, and Funyuns.
And what?
That's it.
Oh, Lord. You know, if somebody you know is still eating Captain Crunch, they're probably holding.
Hello, Mr. Officer, and how are you this evening? You say that you're smelling something that you don't find very pleasing. Could it be the fact that I've been smoking weed? Yes, indeed. Yes, sir, Mr. Officer, I've got my hands behind me. Please don't use any more pepper spray, 'cause that last shot was blinding, I can't see. And it's getting hard to breathe, I'm in custody. Oh, it's only a weed. 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 It's only a weed. Hello, Mom and Dad, it seems I've got a little problem. The policeman thinks I'm dealing, and it's prison time, he's talking. Could you please call an attorney just for me? I'm in need. Hey, public defender, when's my case going to trial? 'Cause I couldn't make my bond, and I've been in jail a while and lost my job, all for a quarter pound of pot. Ain't that a crock? Oh, it's only a weed. 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 It's only a weed. Prison life is really hard, but when they let us in the yard, there's a man named Bubba looking out for me. He says that I'm pretty cute, but I feel like I'm being used. There's just got to be a better way, 'cause I'm not gay. Hey, future employer man, there's something I must tell you, 'cause when you run all my numbers, well, you're gonna find my record, I did time. Having marijuana is a crime. I wish they'd have an open mind. It's not a crime. Oh, it's only a weed. Oh, it's only a weed. only a weed. It's only a weed.
The inedible Chief Greenbud, as we close down 420. Thank you for being part of it all. And you know what? If you don't need it, don't use it. Yeah, all right. Hey, this widecast, such as it was produced in Chicago by Natasha Rodriguez. See you tomorrow.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.